from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I was going to say Luke Skywalker.
Isn't he kind of a dork to you?
No.
He's a dork. QC Kinetics. Bow.
Bow.
It's a calculated deal of if you could promise me I'm coming
Kissed
out feeling
sister.
No worse for the wear, absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm going to play all
that
four
means
quarters.
Weird.
But the reality is that you can't promise me that. And so you have to be calculated and say, hey, risk versus reward. Let's get all we can in these 2 days and then we'll protect you is really the thought process. And it has been around the league now for a while. And I got to get as many mental reps as I can standing there with the earpiece in, looking at the coverage and trying to make sure that I'm saying to myself, okay, I go to the scout route there. Okay, I throw the sit. Okay, I progress backside of the base. Okay, get to Bijan here. So you're kind of playing the game from the sideline as you're watching.
Yeah, that's Kirk Cousins. He's not going to play tonight, obviously. We probably could have predicted that, but we didn't have to because Kirk told us that.
Yes.
Back at the beginning of training camp, just let everybody know so we didn't have to wonder. He won't be out there tonight. Now, the Falcons do have their first preseason game of the preseason evening right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in Miami against the Dolphins. Pregame at 5 o'clock, kickoff at 7. And, you know, one of the cool things about as much as it was talked about, and maybe not everybody understood it, whatever, it is what it is. One of the cool things about having Kirk Cousins and drafting Penix, Penix got to play.
Yes.
So you will get it. Because if they didn't draft Cousins, Penix probably wouldn't play it tonight. Because no team plays their starting quarterback in the first preseason game. Except a couple teams. Anyway, maybe he'd be playing tonight. Maybe he wouldn't. But we know that he will be playing tonight. Kirk, on the other hand,
is not.
Mental reps.
I'll tell you what.
I'm getting some mental reps.
You know, it always is. Because Andy Reid's playing Patrick Mahomes. Well, Andy Reid's playing Patrick Mahomes. So why can't the other guys play? Because that coach don't want to play. It is what it is. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs don't win because he plays in preseason.
That's true.
They win because he's freaking great.
Yeah.
You know, he's freaking great.
Your guy's not going to turn into Patrick Mahomes if he plays in the preseason.
Freaking great.
I mean, you and I are on the same page on this one. We've said it for years. I think it is what it is, so there's no point yelling about it.
Right.
But I don't know, guys used to play. Like, it used to matter.
And it was something that we didn't think nothing
right?
of.
Because it was just, like, to get good at football, you play football.
Like, we knew we were going to play. We knew we were going to play.
And you weren't going to play much.
And we're going to play much. Yeah. We knew that. And so it's like one of those, it's like, just buckle them up and let's get it on. You know, just get it on. And then once it's over, hey, pop the stuff, you get your cap and let it ride.
Right.
All right,
perfect.
Right. Listen over there.
But we can't do that anymore. Can't do any of those things anymore.
No.
Got to be more cautious. Got to keep everybody in bubble wrap. But there will be, you know, a lot of guys on defense specifically.
The D-line are
going to be. Now, Grady probably won't play.
No.
Onyemata probably won't play. Jesse Bates probably won't play.
No.
AJ Terrell. But, okay, so that's four of.
Caden Ellis.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think Caden Ellis.
Okay, no Caden Ellis.
No.
All right. Troy Anderson?
Troy's going to play.
He should play.
I think the only linebacker that might, like, I don't know if Lamb is going to play. I would play him.
I would.
Yeah, but I don't think Ellis is playing. I don't think Jesse Bates is playing. I don't know if Richie Grant is playing.
Yeah. I would
play Richie.
Richie, so then you can put him and Helms out there together. Right. Just in case, like Joe Patrick talked about yesterday, they've been doing that a little bit in camp, worst case scenario. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Micah Abernathy will play, plays a lot of special teams. But, like, yeah, the guys on the D-line, most of these guys, like, these guys are competing, especially the edge rushers.
Yes.
They only, I was looking at it today. Josh Kendall had projected the final 53. The only outside linebackers he's got, Lorenzo Carter, Arnold Ebikidi, Braylon Trice. Because Zach Harrison's kind of bulked up a little bit.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting to see what that looks like tonight.
You got to get another one.
Got to.
You got to have another one.
You can't, so he's got 9 interior defensive linemen and 3 outside linebackers. I could keep 8 and maybe find a 4th. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or find one somewhere else, another position that you go thinner on. I don't know. 3 pass rushers.
Well, I mean, technically, do you view them as outside linebackers or edge rushers? Do you but think of one of those other guys as a defensive end or something like that?
Well, I guess Ellis, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And I guess maybe some of these other, like D'Angelo Malone, still has a chance.
Yeah, that's right. He was the name
I was
thinking
of. Playing for his life right now. I mean, playing for his future Falcon career. I don't think they're going to kill him if he doesn't make the team. You know what I mean? But he's playing for his future as a Falcon.
We're only 3 outside backers.
And that's, again, this is just a projection. He could be wrong about this, but those are the names we've talked about. When we talk about them, we don't go any deeper than that, really, unless it's D'Angelo Malone.
Yeah, we're still waiting on him.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. D'Angelo Malone is more of an outside backer anyways than he was a defensive end.
I think so. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.